Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum. Depend on the WSB Breaking News Center
for immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert
whenever and wherever they strike.
Immediately accurate WSB.
Depend on it.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 10.07, 7 after 10. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang is all here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window, and yours truly. I was off last night. My apologies, but it actually worked out well. I was preempted for the debate coverage. But I took the day off before then anyway, so it kind of worked out. I went to the Beyonce concert at the Georgia Dome, and I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of Beyonce's music. I knew like 30% of the songs she sung, but quite a show. It was very impressive.
Yeah, well, she puts on a good show.
When we were kids, the first concert I went was Huey Lewis and the News.
Nice.
And there's maybe a couple of lights that would flash, you know, maybe a fog machine or something.
Very low tech.
This thing was ridiculously high tech. It was it's a whole McGillicuddy. It's just crazy what they do for shows these days.
Be
like
honest,
that.
How many? How many 40-plus-year-old Jewish guys there were beside you?
Straight?
I just saw the picture you posted and I laughed. Like, just like, he's got to be the only Jewish guy within like 100 feet of himself.
Yeah. Jews nugget. There was probably under 10
okay.
in right. the dome.
That's not bad.
There were a lot of white dudes.
I'm sure there were.
But they were couples.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But if you were a straight single dude, that was the place to be last night.
Oh, I bet.
Because Beyonce, whatever she does and sings, I saw it firsthand in the audience. Women, they feel so empowered.
Yeah.
That they're like, I could do anything or anyone right now.
Can I be that anyone?
Yeah, exactly. So in the future, single dudes, if Beyonce's coming to your town, dress up and go to the show because those women were worked up after that performance. But
that's good.
And she's a great. She's not a skinny lady. You know, she's very well proportioned.
Yeah.
But she 2 hours dancing and
oh yeah, she's in shape.
And she,
you'd have to be to do
and
that.
And she's, I mean, she's just a great performer. I mean, whether you like the music, again, I'm not the biggest fan. I knew 30% of the songs, but what she did and the performance was pretty remarkable. And very confident. The confidence she has, I wish I had that confidence at any point in my life.
Oh. I can't even wrap my mind around it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's where I was. You guys had fun with the Erickson Undecideds, or what was going on last
night? It was good. It was interesting.
All right.
It was,
Okay,
it was good.
I missed you guys.
Yeah.
Let me say this. So we're taking an Uber from the Georgia Dome back to my house last night. And I have to issue an apology to Ishmael from Grayson, who's our driver.
Oh, no.
I forgot to tip him the end of the ride. You're because I had
you can't tip on. I thought you did everything on the phone.
No. With the Uber tips now, it's cash. It's a whole thing.
Oh, okay.
But
wait, they do now? So you're supposed to tip them now?
Yeah. It's optional, but I'm going to tell you why I needed to tip them.
That was the whole point that I liked it, is I didn't have to fool with
that. Yeah, exactly. Maybe there's a tip on the app. I don't know. I had one too many pops. So we get in the car, and there's four of us, and Ishmael from Grayson, who's driving, big GMC Yukon. And I tell him, I'm like, well, listen, go up here, take a left. You know, I'm giving him directions to my house because, A, it's my house, and, B, I'm the traffic guy. I know where to go.
Right.
And he recognized my voice. He goes, are you on the radio? I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, man, I listen to you and Longoria and Low-T every night. Blah, blah. So it was very cool. Like, I rarely recognized voice only. You know?
Right, right.
And then I forgot to tip the guy. So, Ishmael, if you email me, I gave him my card. Email me. I will PayPal you a tip because I feel guilty that I didn't tip Ishmael. On the Longoria got recognized at Kroger.
I was just gonna say, or, yeah. No, it was Target.
Yeah, it was Kroger and Target, yeah. Two different spots.
Bam! Right. So, just so you guys know, the two bananas here are very recognizable.
Yeah, from some guy named Matt. If Matt. You're listening,
some
Matt.
Some guy named.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
A guy
I mean,
named Matt.
I don't know what his last name is. I mean, his name was Matt.
I don't know Ishmael's last name, I know he's from Grayson.
I told him thank you for listening.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Good stuff. All right, so I missed the debate because
you
I was
didn't miss anything.
Well, I watched it. I missed it last night live, but I DVR'd it because I knew I wanted to talk about it somehow tonight. And I don't understand how any rational, reasonable person can watch that debate and not think that Hillary Clinton won. I know you hate Hillary. I know you love Donald Trump, but Hillary won that debate. But let me put an addendum in there. It's like if Michael Jordan boxed Mike Tyson. Who would you expect to win?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson, of course, because Mike Tyson, that's what he does for a living. That's his gig. That's his thing.
Yeah.
Now, if you put him on a basketball court, Jordan's going to dominate Mike Tyson on the basketball court because that's his thing. The debate thing is not Donald Trump's thing. He's not going to win any of these debates. That's just not his thing. He has no, in his very successful 70-year career, of being a businessman, he's never been in a situation like that where she has. So there's no way he's going to win. It's just not going to happen. He is Michael Jordan in a boxing ring with Mike Tyson. He got his ass handed to him. But if they were on a basketball court or a boardroom, whatever his, you know, place in is of superiority is, he would destroy her. It's the simple facts. No one should expect Donald Trump to win a debate against Hillary Clinton. She's Mike Tyson. He's Michael Jordan. It's a different sport. He's not spent his whole life doing that sport. You can't expect it. So that's it. That's all I'm saying. No one's changed their mind after yesterday anyway.
No.
If you're a Donald supporter, you're a Donald supporter.
Yeah, it's not like they came out and were like, yeah, I'm voting for Hillary.
But in all honesty, just as an impartial viewer, she won. Yeah, there's no question. But if she didn't win, that would be amazing. That would be like Michael Jordan knocking out Mike Tyson in the boxing ring.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. But if it did, that'd be a big story. So that was my takeaway. I didn't expect much from Donald. He wasn't bad. But that's her gig. That's her thing, man. That's her deal. She's been doing it for 26 years or whatever.
Yeah, probably longer.
She's a lawyer. You gonna argue with a female lawyer? Good luck. Good luck, dude.
That was the consensus of most of the listeners last night that were here for the little, you know, voter forum.
They thought that Clinton won?
Or it was, if you graded on a curve, it was basically a tie.
Yeah, like, if you grade on a curve,
nobody had any death blow. Nobody. It was a nothing burger, really. Yeah. I mean, nothing really happened.
I love that phrase. nothing burger. So again, no one's vote is being changed.
No.
But objectively watching that, it wasn't close. It wasn't a knockout.
No.
He went the distance, which is good.
He made it to the 10th round. He made it to the decision.
He made it to the 10th round. But that's not his bag, man.
Great reference.
You know? It's not. It's not. Now, if the roles were reversed and they were in a conference room.
She was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Or so, yeah, whatever. Whatever he has spent his whole life doing, then he would beat her in that. That's it. That's all I had to say about that. I do want to bring the debate into tonight's Movie Monday topic, though. And I've got other stuff, too, but I want to start out with this. And this is going to be a very heavy listener participation portion of the program. We're going to settle the debates on actor versus actor.
Ooh.
So the listeners will call in and you'll say, hey, it's Steve in Lawrenceville. Hey, Steve, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. Who's a better actor? Pee-wee Herman or...
Judd Nelson.
Pee-wee Herman.
And then Longoria and I and Low T will answer that debate.
Pee-wee Herman.
We'll debate between ourselves if we have opposite sides, if it's not, we're not on the same page. And then we'll come to a conclusion. So it's the debate edition of Movie Monday on a Tuesday. So again,
a handful.
Heavy listener.
Yeah, that is a handful.
Yeah, heavy listener participation. Think of two actors or actresses. Let's go male, male, female, female. Let's not mix the genders on this.
Okay.
Or we can't. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't care.
It'd be tougher for us.
Yeah, it'd be tougher for us too.
Male versus male, female versus female. You guys come up with two actors or actresses, and you call up and ask us who we think is the better actor of the two, and we'll debate. And then that's the debate edition.
Just know if you put Harrison Ford in there, Mark is always going to pick Harrison Ford.
I'm going to go against anybody that picks Harrison
Ford. I was just going to say, but you'll win because Andrew and I will automatically go with
not necessarily.
No, stop it.
Because I don't think Harrison Ford is the greatest actor of all time. I just think he's the greatest movie star of all time.
Oh, yeah, all right.
He's been in the most blockbuster, amazing movies of all time. So there's a difference.
You're right.
Laurence Olivier can act circles around Harrison Ford.
Right. Pee-wee Herman.
That's about it. It's a small list above Harrison Ford, but there are some actors that are better. I just think he's the greatest movie star. We're talking about acting chops. Acting chops on a Movie Monday, the debate edition. We will debate your selections. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I'll say them in normal speed now. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. It is Movie Monday on a Tuesday. Dr. Longoria has chosen a movie soundtrack that he's going to play throughout the broadcast tonight. At the end of the show, if you guess the soundtrack, you'll win the prize pack. Full disclosure, I don't have a prize pack to give away. But I'll come up with something.
I thought we did.
Did we get one yesterday?
I think we have one.
Okay.
We'll double check, but I think Justin told me that we had one.
Oh, cool. All right, we actually have something to give away.
I think it's Kansas tickets, but I'm not sure.
Not an expired gift card to Pizza Hut or whatever tried to give away last time. And you can tweet these at me, too. You can tweet the actor-actress questions at Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M, 404-872-0750. Movie Monday on a Tuesday. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Movie Monday on a Tuesday, the debate edition. Mark Arum with you till midnight, 404-872-0750. You give us two actors, we will debate who is better. Tony's in Mayretta. Tony, how are you, sir?
Mark, I'm better than I deserve to be. I always love how you can take current events and twist them into something that is absolutely even better than the...
I'm a magician.
You are, man. Better than what happened last night. Okay, in the male category, for you and the crew, Robert De Niro versus Al Pacino.
That's the big one. That's the classic.
I'll listen off the air, guys.
All right. Who wants to start? Who wants to take a... Raise your hand if you think Pacino is better. You can argue.
Than Robert De Niro?
Yeah. Anyone want to argue the Pacino side? Or the De Niro side?
Who De Niro, even with some of the goofy movies he's made in the last 15 years, his body of work, I think, is better. I just do.
I agree.
I don't even know what else to add to it. I think he...
Pacino, to me, is Godfather 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Godfather 3 was fine, but not putting that as top 10.
No.
And then what's his next thing? Let's see what IMDb says.
Any given
says.
Sunday?
Scarface.
Yeah, Scarface does not hold up.
No, it's terrible.
It's a really bad movie.
It's awful.
Let's see. Al Pacino is known for Godfather, Scarface, Heat, which he was in with De Niro. I'm going to go De Niro.
Yeah. Plus, I think De Niro had a wider range of characters. Pacino seemed to play the same guy.
Except for the blind guy. Hoo-ha. Yeah.
But even that didn't deviate too
Longoria,
much.
Longoria, you going to
go? Yeah, I think I'm going to go Robert De Niro.
So there's no really debate here. But that's the big one that always people ask. So thanks for that,
Tony.
I can
go Pacino if you want me.
Brett's in Bold Springs. Brett, welcome to the show, brother.
Preach.
Welks, man. What's going on?
I'm really tired.
Hang out for five more minutes, then you can go to sleep.
Okay. Pacino was better than De Niro in Heat. Okay. Brad Pitt versus George Clooney.
Brad Pitt for me. I think Brad Pitt's a better actor.
Sorry, who was it?
Pitt or Clooney?
Pitt or Clooney.
And there's one movie. No, there's two movies that jump out when I think of Brad Pitt. That I have no problems with Clooney, but Fight Club and Inglourious Basterds. To me, Clooney's never done anything approaching those performances. So for me, it's a Brad Pitt handily.
Or even Snatch. I loved his
character. Oh yeah, Snatch was great too.
I would go with you because I think George Clooney essentially just plays George Clooney in every movie that he plays, where Brad Pitt at least has some very odd characters he played. I think one of the oddest Clooney ever played was Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
And that was one of the greatest roles he's done.
What about the goat, though? The goat.
The Man Who Eats Goats?
Yeah, you like that. I haven't watched it.
He's done some quirky roles, but they're funny quirky. Pitt is crazy quirky.
And I like that better. Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's a better story. Longoria? I would pick him.
It's kind of hard because, like you said, Clooney hasn't done anything like...
Clooney's had an amazing career.
He hasn't done anything like that with substance, I don't think, you know? It's mostly...
I would take Clooney over Pacino and De Niro.
Really?
I would second that,
I would take him over Pacino, but not De Niro.
Look at Brett getting us all heated up here. Hey, Brett, go to sleep, little baby.
All right, later, Matt.
Welks, we're going to come back. Debate edition of Movie Monday on a Tuesday. You name two actors, we'll debate who has the better career. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Herman Cain, and depend on this.
Whenever and wherever
there's breaking news,
severe weather alert,
or a traffic red alert, the WSB 24-Hour Breaking News Center will tell you about it.
News 95.5 and AM 750.
WSB, depend on it.
Yo, this is Jamie Foxx, and you're listening to my man Mark Arum.
So good to be born in America, where all men are free. It's so good to be born in America, all the home of the red, the white, and the blue.
Welcome back to the show, 1037, 23 in front of 11. Mark Arum at your beck and call till midnight every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Gang's all here. Low T Chuck screening the calls. Longoria, the star of the Kroger in Marietta on the other side of the takeout window. It's Movie Monday on a Tuesday because why the hell not? I can do what I want. It's my show. I'm going to take my ball and go home. We're discussing the debate last night in a Movie Monday. This is the debate edition of Movie Monday. You call up and give us two actors or actresses, and then Longoria, Loti, and myself will debate who's the better actor. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We'll do rapid fire, a couple of coming up off of Twitter. You guys ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage or Jack Nicholson?
No, Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, that one's easy. I agree with you.
I mean, put that Cage was... against somebody else, and I could argue for him. Yeah. But
Cage has done more movies.
That was sure. I mean, he did... better actor though. That's what. That's what we're going
for.
Yeah,
he did Ghost Rider twice.
On Twitter says, "You wanted Nicolas Cage versus someone else?
Yeah,
Cage versus Travolta.
This is a legitimately good one because Travolta's had some real stinkeroos.
Yeah, but he's known for like Pulp Fiction." What's that?
Grease?
What was that?
Chuck's favorite movie, Grease?
Sword, or what was it?
Crossing Swords?
No, what was it? What was that other one he did?
Boo.
Where he was like that drug lord or whatever?
Swordfish,
yeah. There you go.
Not Crossing Swords.
Not Crossing Swords.
Different flip.
That was a different movie.
I would give it an edge. I would give it to Travolta because I do like Nick Cage.
Yeah, I know.
Like, he's just... I've... I wouldn't want to hang out with Travolta. I would want to hang out with Nicolas Cage because
he's a better partier.
But that's not the question. I think he's legitimately as weird as a lot of his characters, which I think would.
Well, Travolta's a whack job too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But
yeah, he hangs out with what's her name. He has to be a whack job. What, you know who I'm talking about? The one from Cheers.
Kirstie Alley?
Yeah. Anybody that hangs around with her. Well, they're like best friends.
They're both Scientologists.
I would give it to Travolta, but I mean in a photo finish for me.
Yeah, Travolta.
I would argue Cage is the better actor.
Yes.
He has, and I think that's what we're going with here. What has hurt Cage is he got in such financial trouble.
Oh, he did anything.
He did six movies a year, and he watered down any legitimacy that he had. But if you look what he's done, Leaving Las Vegas.
That was a great
movie. Peggy Sue Got Married. I mean, these are some weird, random roles.
What was the early one he did with Raising Arizona.
Raising Arizona.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So I'm going to... It's close. It's very close.
All right, now you got me rethinking. Maybe I would have to go with...
That's why we debate here. Yeah. See? What do you say, Lester Holt?
I think Cage.
Yeah? Did I sway you?
Yeah, I think you did.
And I listen,
Travolta... Because I was going Travolta because Travolta has more... known movies, you know, Grease. But that's a cult classic right there.
But Pulp Fiction is his number one. I think we'd all agree. And then it's Grease. You're like, all right, whatever, Sandra D. But what is the other? What are the landmark?
Earth.
Yeah, is there another landmark movie? Michael.
No.
Yeah, but Nicolas Cage
did that role and he did it better. He played the angel with what's her name?
Was it Family? No, what was it called?
Yeah,
City of Angels. With the girl.
Yeah, that girl.
Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
So he did the angel. He played it better than Travolta. So I'm going.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Cage. Yep, you're right.
We tend to think Cage is a joke because
he's watered down, like you said.
The last 10 years.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're right. I think I'd go with that. You're right.
Plus, he's a Coppola.
Kudos to Seabolt Jennifer on Twitter for that. Was a good one. All right, Fred's up next to the Mark Arum Show. Fred, give us a debate question.
Sure, these are two actors that have spanned a big course of time, so might be before some of y'all's ages, but Gregory Peck and John Wayne, they both played the multiple characters.
God,
only known for the recent.
Like my gut says Wayne, but we're going greatest actor. So
right.
So, I mean, John Wayne was John Wayne in every movie.
Yeah, you got to go with Gregory Peck. John Wayne.
Yeah.
He's no bigger John Wayne fan than myself.
That's true.
But he wasn't the greatest.
Yeah, he didn't have much range.
No, he played the same thing.
Yeah, he couldn't.
Even if it was a military, even if it was a Western, even if it was a firefighter. He was
John Wayne. And Gregory Peck, could play different creepy dudes.
Well, he played good guys and bad guys.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Omen and back.
You hear John Wayne and your gut says...
Roman Holiday.
It's got to be... But then you think about it, and he was John Wayne in every movie.
John Wayne
You talk about Clooney being Clooney in every movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John. That's a good one, Fred.
He's the John Wayne of our time.
Exactly.
All I'm thinking about is Kramer trying to sell Jerry that T-shirt for the van.
Oh.
Screen actor legend... Anthony Quinn's undershirt. Doing sit-ups in the
traded for the band. Meg's in Pennsylvania. Meg, welcome to the program.
Mark, you were infuriating.
What?
For goodness sake, Nicolas Cage is a better actor. Are you out of your mind?
Better actor than John Travolta? Yes, I'll say it here.
Well, you should go. You know, get a doctor's appointment for tomorrow morning.
All right, here's the question. Name one Travolta performance that Nick Cage couldn't have done.
Well, I did like that one Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know,
Nicolas Cage could have been Bobberino and Welcome Back, Cotter. He could have done that role.
He couldn't have done Grease, though. I don't think.
Hello, LaGuardia.
Hi.
I don't know if he. Yeah, he might not be able to see.
He wouldn't have been able to do Grease. He wouldn't have been able to pull it off like Travolta did.
No, well,
perhaps, but that's a musical, so it's...
Look, Pacino and De Niro, that's a toss-up.
Yeah, that's the ultimate one that people always bring up.
Well, I'm stymied.
We'll let you be the deciding vote, Meg.
I would go with De Niro.
Okay, fair enough. All right, stay safe, Meg.
Hello, look.
Hi.
She got a double dip.
Yeah, double. She didn't tell me that last time.
Longoria, coming back for seconds, buddy.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Down.
Bye, Meg. George is in Atlanta. George, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Yes, I got. I think an interesting one would be Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
Versus Edward Norton.
Wow. Again, the gut says Leo because he's done so many big blockbusters, but Ed Norton.
I'd say Ed Norton.
He's done some really different roles.
Very deep, suspenseful ones happening.
American History X. And then what was the one with Richard Gere?
Yeah, when he was in prison. I was trying to think of that one, but
Presumed Innocent, maybe? I don't know. Like that.
But yeah, that was a very good one. That was a very good one.
Ed Norton. I just saw Ed Norton in Birdman. He was really good in that. That's a hell of a question. Chuck, Ed Norton versus Leo DiCaprio.
Who now?
Norton versus Leo DiCaprio. I was an anti-Leo guy until The Departed. After The Departed, I was like, all right, I'm on board with Leo.
That was good, but also The Aviator, I think, is a great movie.
Oh, that is one.
I got freaked out in that movie. When he was in the room naked drinking the milk and his fingernails and all that stuff.
Yeah, but he comes back from that to defeat the U.S. government. Man. That was
I like the Howard Hughes story, but that was so crazy. Like, I could be Howard Hughes, I think.
But one thing I want to get in right quick, Cage and Travolta one.
Yeah.
If you put them side by side in Face Off, which they were actually co-stars, and actually swap personalities, I think Cage beats Travolta.
That's a good point. They were head-to-head in a movie, and Cage...
However, yeah, I can't see Cage doing Pulp Fiction, though. I think Travolta...
He could have done it.
I think he could have.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
It wouldn't have been
it.
A good fit, I don't think.
Yeah.
But anything else, I think.
I could see Cage shooting heroin in Pulp Fiction.
But see, Travolta was a lot cooler in that movie. You know what I'm saying? Like
He had that persona.
But he could have done it. It wouldn't have killed the movie if Cage was that character in Pulp Fiction.
Who was he talking about before? I don't even know.
Leo and Ed Norton.
Oh, man.
I'm going Ed Norton. I think Ed Norton's better.
I agree.
He's done more, like, more range of you know, characters.
He can do anything. He can
right.
Be, he Flight Club. He was the nebbish guy in Flight Club. He was American History X.
Death to Smoochie is still my favorite. Death to Smoochie.
Yeah. Very good. Exactly goofy, right.
Like, those three movies right there. Yeah, you're
now,
right. I'd give it to him.
That being said, Leo's had a better career.
Yeah.
There's no questioning that. But better actor, I'm going Ed Norton. Karen is in Lawrenceville. Karen, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, yes. I know you guys did Jack Nicholson, but I was going to say Jack Nicholson and Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks to me. It's going to be tough to beat Tom Hanks. Nicholson's a good actor. The Joker, Easy Rider, the one with Greg Kinnear and Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
That's just kind of weird because he's never really done any comedies except for, what was that one with Adam Sandler that stunk?
Oh, the one where he was his psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Anger Management.
Anger Management.
Yeah. Nicholson versus... who did you say?
Tom Hanks.
To me, it's Tom Hanks is gonna be tough to beat. He's Forrest Gump.
Splash, Big.
Yeah, but I've had look. I love Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a ton of range.
No, I disagree.
Really?
Because
he's always Tom Hanks.
Recently, but he was all right. Castaway. He was that guy. Well, now he's Sully. Saving Private Ryan.
He didn't. It wasn't an extraordinarily acting.
He was that. He was in that movie Terminal, where he played a foreign guy.
Terminal was okay.
That was the only way. That was his only like branch off of what he.
Forrest Gump was branch off. That wasn't.
And for a couple, but I've always had this critique of Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks
that he's the same.
He's
guy.
He's just kind of not Clooney. Not that far to me.
Yeah,
but. If I was to put him up against another actor, he just has really good films. They're always very entertaining. They're always very well done. He did play that one. He was an assassin or whatever in the 40s.
Oh, yeah. With Paul Newman.
Yeah. That was a really... Because he was kind of an icy character, and he never played...
He was an evil hitman.
Yeah, he was a hitman. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Road to Perdition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great movie. Yeah. Very underrated.
I think Nicholson... Is if you're going on straight acting ability, he's probably
I would say he's better.
Better.
Yeah, Nicholson's better than him.
But I'm not
out acting.
Hanks is not losing on my show. No. He's just not going to happen. Freddie's in Douglasville. Freddie, welcome to the debate show. How are you, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Mark?
Excellent, Freddie. All right, give us a couple of actors, buddy.
Hey, Mike, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, can I compare three movie artists?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, one is Denzel Washington.
Okay.
Forrest Whitaker.
Okay.
And Morgan.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
All right, we're going to do a three-headed debate. It's like we invited Gary Johnson to the debate. Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington, and Forrest Whitaker. Freddie, we're going to think about it during the break. All right, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll come back. Think about that, guys. We just invited Gary Johnson. Forrest Whitaker, yes, Gary Johnson.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Forrest Whitaker, Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington. Who's the best actor of those three? You folks marinate on that as well. We'll come back with more of your calls. Movie Monday on a Tuesday. It's the Mark Arum Show.
Just give that rhythm every little thing you've got. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Movie Monday on a Tuesday. Longoria is playing...
Just one more.
A great soundtrack from a movie. If you guess the soundtrack at the end of the show, you win the prize pack. Braden joins us on the program. Hello, Braden.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on, sir?
Not much.
Oh, wait. Hold on, Braden. I'm sorry. Let me put you on hold. We didn't answer that last question. Denzel, Morgan Freeman, or Gary Johnson, a.k.a. Forrest Whitaker?
I mean, it's not Forrest Whitaker. He can... yes. Drop out right there. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, he's a fine actor.
Yes.
But he's not in the caliber.
No. I've always thought Morgan Freeman more or less played himself in everything.
Yeah, I'm going to go
with Denzel. I would lean towards Denzel. He's had some other roles.
Denzel.
He's played, like, he's my favorite
from Glory to Training Day to Malcolm X to you name it.
Anything in between. I would have to land. I don't know how you couldn't land.
No offense to Morgan.
Morgan could do a good voiceover.
He's got a great voice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But and Forrest Whitaker is great too, but Denzel is Denzel. All right, Braden, sorry about that, buddy. What's your matchup?
Oh, no problem. Good call on those three, by the way. Okay, so can I do an actresses kind
sure,
of
sure, yeah. I bring the ladies in. Let's go.
All right, bring the ladies in. So I got another three one.
Okay.
So I got Meg Ryan.
Okay.
Jodie Foster. Helen Hunt.
Wow. Helen Hunt, you can drop off the list right away.
You think?
Yeah. What has she done?
Mad About
Is
You?
That Twister?
Mad About You?
Finger of God, man.
Movie ever.
When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Jodie Foster for me. With the range thing. Meg Ryan, I love her. Pre-surgery. But I think Jodie Foster can act circles around her.
Yeah, I would have to say.
Do you know who these people are, Longoria?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, Jodie Foster. And
yeah.
She's got a bigger body of work. I mean, man, she was a kid actor in those Disney flicks from when she was like 12.
Helen Hunt was good in the movie. She doesn't have as many movies.
No.
She was good in Castaway. She was good in the one with Jack Nicholson. Twister was a horrible movie, but I guess she was all right.
She had like five really good movies.
Yeah.
And
Jodie Foster's won awards.
Yeah, I'm going Jodie Foster.
I mean, Jodie Foster was in Hannibal.
Yeah.
Oof. Or whatever the actual name of the movie was.
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs. Yeah, Jodie Foster. That's a good one, though. Bring in more ladies. All right, more of your calls. I got a bunch lined up on Twitter as well. The debate edition of Movie Monday on a Tuesday. You name two actors. Let's stick to two. Three is pushing us a little too far. We're kicking Gary Johnson off the main stage. Pick two actors or actresses, and we will debate who is the better actor or actress. 404-872-0750, Movie Monday on a Tuesday. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Yes, my heart knows best, and the rest is up to you, honestly. Am I just a fool for...
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.